Sharon, what's going on?
Not much. Another unbelievable pause. Yeah.
We paused for 5 minutes between the last one and this one.
Not even.
Not even. Yeah, just kind of roll right into it.
We're not taking our own advice.
We're not. I don't know. We did.
We did.
Well, we were forced to because I had to reset the mixer and I had to start a new project. And
that's true. We paused and we checked in with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And what happened because of that?
We hit play.
Well, you had this great idea.
Well, I just followed up on a great idea that you introduced in the last podcast.
But isn't that all that all of this is anyway? Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, it's like there's only one episode of our podcast. It just is currently 114 hours long.
Yeah.
Or more.
Our life is just the pause between our podcasts.
Yeah, right. You know, what did Woody Allen says? Or who was that? Woody Allen? Time is what keeps everything from happening all at once. Everything is just stretched. Anyway. So you'd go down that rabbit hole. And that's going to be a pause that gets deleted, I think, from the release. But we talked about, you said, would it be great to...
No, but notice you're putting a pause on your pause.
I am. Yeah. So,
okay.
Boy, it's so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to see it everywhere.
Yeah. We do a lot of pausing.
We do. Yep. We talked about this in the last one. We really do a lot.
We do. But we have one that's sort of formalized.
Yeah, we do.
That we were going to think about in this episode.
Yeah. Well, we have the you know, the grand scale of the formalized version of that, which is, well, isn't that sort of what a Vipassana practice is? It's like, I'm going to sit down for half an hour or an hour or whatever, or 10 minutes and just kind of see what happens.
Yeah.
But we talked about the body scan, or we didn't, you're going, we mentioned.
You mentioned.
Yes. Body scan. Let me pause and retract, right? We mentioned the body scan.
Yeah.
In the last one as a way of intentionally pausing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a good process for doing that.
I think so too. Yeah. So I do different kinds of body scans. I imagine you might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a couple. I was speaking of pauses. I took a pause and went to the Abbey where I get away sometimes for silent retreat. And I did, ironically, I did two guided body scan meditations while I was away, like headphone situation. And one of them I really liked and one I really did not.
I'm more interested in the one that you did not like.
Excellent. They were both done by the same person. Should we take a pause and identify what a body scan really
is?
Yeah,
we probably should.
Okay,
so,
let's do it.
Would you like to do that or should I?
You're the expert.
Well, the body
scan. You have a certificate?
I have a piece of paper that says so.
Yeah.
The body scan, it's not uncommon for folks who have a meditation practice, you may have heard of a body scan. And they're oftentimes guided. But they don't have to be if you're on. So it's like you can't not do it if you don't have, you know, insight timer at the ready or whatever it is. You can do it intentionally on your own. But you essentially do a systematic / programmatic, draw your attention to the different parts of your body, usually starting in one place and working your way. It's like the tooth. It's like, you know, roll from the bottom and flatten as you go up. You know, it's like start at the top and work your way down, or start at the bottom and work your way up, or kind of however you want to do it.
Yeah.
But the goal is to spend a few moments with each sort of area, region, zone of your your physical body to see what's might be calling out or what's going on, or noticing that nothing particular is going out in any particular place. In a nice systematic way. And that's why it's called a scan. It's like you sort of scan your body.
Yeah.
With your awareness to, in a systematic way, make sure you get all the parts, just kind of see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
See what's happening. And so the guided ones, it's like usually, you know, it's like you get the nice soothing meditation voice, which I have as well.
You do.
You know, drawing your attention to your left shoulder or your right elbow or whatever it might be. Which is very effective.
It is.
But you can, like I said, you can do it without being guided on it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of check in as you go.
Yeah, and it's very helpful for me in this this conversation about pausing and the value of it, because I find that, like, especially emotionally, but with all kinds of stuff, it shows up as a felt physical sensation for me, and that's how I notice it first.
Right.
Something's going on in my body. What is that? Oh, that's anxiety, or that's joy, or that's glee, or that's anxiousness, or that's irritability, right?
Yeah.
I have really strong physical sensations of all of these things.
Right.
So for me, a body scan is super helpful
yeah.
for checking in to, as part of a pause.
Right, absolutely. Well, and I think the more that I've practiced the body scan, the more I'm able to rely on my body to tell me what's up. And so, you know, I used to like really, really work myself until I literally crashed and burned.
Yeah, right.
And I find that I'm doing that less frequently. Like the number of like physical, like migraines, for example,
yeah,
the number
right.
of full-flown migraines that I've gotten is really reduced, in part because I have a practice of pausing and listening to my body that I think helps sort of head those off. Even today, like I came in earlier today when we first came in, you know, I think I mentioned to you, like I had a headache and I was doing like kind of a check down of like, okay, well, what's going on that might be leading to this headache? And I concluded that I wanted more caffeine and I had more caffeine.
Did it work?
It did.
Yeah. We never followed up on that because I totally forgot about it afterwards.
Me too.
It wasn't my headache. So yeah. And you didn't bring it up. So.
Because I stopped having it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I'd had, iced coffee instead of my normal, hot coffee.
Yeah.
And
what do you call non-iced coffee anyway?
Hot coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah. It is coffee. Yeah. So I had that instead. And what I realized kind of maybe just as I'm pausing to reflect back on that is that normally when I have hot coffee, I drink 2 cups. When I have iced coffee, I only have 1.
Mm.
And so I think I'm getting less caffeine on days that I have iced coffee.
That might be.
Yep.
Yeah, that might be.
And it might be less concentrated since for a variety of reasons in how it's being made.
How's it being? I'm more interested in how it's being iced. We are no longer talking about body scans at this point.
Right. Let's return to that
because,
later.
Because, you know, the trick is like, you know, make coffee, let it go to room temperature, and then freeze the coffee as coffee ice cubes. And then when you use those to make your iced coffee, it doesn't dilute.
That is not how it's done in our home.
Ah, well, there's a learning lesson for all of us.
What I'm hearing now is a suggestion and strategy revision for my home.
Well, unless you want watery iced coffee.
Well, that's what I've been drinking, and it's
or what
not
you can
doing
do.
The other
way to do it, of course, is to like use regular water ice cubes and pour espresso over it.
Yeah, well, we make a concentrate,
yeah,
and then
yeah, that's fine too.
But yeah, so yes, but
I am not the arbiter of making iced coffee.
Well, but I'm thinking that there could be a solution in here. Anyway,
body
back
scans,
to body right? scans. So I did these two while I was at my Abbey.
You just did a coffee scan.
Yeah. Well, I think a coffee scan is very important because I think my coffee practice was leading to a headache practice.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a different practice than we would have today.
That is not something I would like
so,
to
do. So the body scan that you didn't...
Love.
Didn't love, yeah.
Yeah. So it was done by the same person. She had two.
It was on Insight Timer?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to go into too much detail because other people might really enjoy this. But the second one that I did, as she led, there was some visualization that went with the body scan.
Mm.
And so it was a lot of imagine a blue light.
Think of your left hand and imagine a blue light.
Well, yeah. So it started with like imagining a blue light and then shining this blue light upon like your left thumb and then your right thumb and moving the light. And for me, it's hard enough for me to get in touch with like my left thumb. But the idea of envisioning a blue light that is now focusing upon my left thumb.
So you're watching the blue light and the blue light is watching your thumb?
Yeah. And so like it became too much mental yoga.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
For me to be able to do the work that I was trying to do.
I'm sure other people love it.
I think so. Yeah. So
I'm sure she loves it.
Yes.
She wouldn't put it out there.
Right. Or she might not. She might have been like done it and then been like, you know what? Maybe I won't do that one again.
My God, I hate this meditation I'm about to record. I don't think she probably said that. But
she might have after. But
she might have
but so it was an interesting experience. I find the body scan really fruitful, but in that, like for me, I need to stay focused on the body, like by itself. You know, it, and I think for other people who really benefit from visualization exercises, that might've been really fruitful. I'm just...
Right.
You know, so I think an important part of body scanning is if you try one and you don't enjoy it, it doesn't mean that body scans aren't going to be fruitful for you.
Right.
It might just mean that that body scan isn't fruitful for you.
Yeah. And as a piece of paper bearing professional.
Yes.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, for some people who have a lot of trauma in their background, the body is not necessarily always the safest place.
Correct.
And so there might be some parts of the body, any part of the body that maybe I'll come back to that part later, you know, that not every time might necessarily be the time, you know, to land in particular places where, you know, that there's some pain and suffering that might get unlocked that might be not be intending to address at that particular moment, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just a case to be made for, you know, just try some out.
Yeah.
Try some out, you know? A lot of times when I do a body scan, it's like I don't get past the hips. It's like I go from the top down, and it's like, all right, I think I see how this. You know, I do body scans the same way I read books. I do about the first half of it, and it's like, ah, I see where this is going. And then I sort of move on. But
so you get to the hips and you stop.
You know, it's like, all right, I'm good, because oftentimes it works. It is one of the better meditation sort of modalities, I guess I would say, for me, if I'm really just looking to like take a break for 10 minutes and chill out. You know, focusing on muscle groups.
But wait.
That kind of thing.
I have a question.
Sure.
Don't you sometimes have, like, knee stuff?
I ignore it.
Obviously, because you stop your body scan before you get there.
It would be too inconvenient for me to address those issues, so.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't.
So you bail on it.
I'm going to pause this conversation for a moment. It's not knee-related trauma or anything like that. It's knee-related, what's going on with my knee, you know?
Yeah.
I'm blaming my old car. I used to have to twist my knee in a weird way to get in and out of it.
Huh.
Once I was in and out of the car, it was great. It was the transition periods that were awkward.
Yeah.
But usually I just kind of do a neck, shoulder, between the shoulder blades, face,
all the safe
skull.
Places.
Yeah. Well, they're safe, but they do prefer to be intentionally led into a state of relaxation.
Yeah.
You know, well, I just noticed. They tend to not do it by themselves.
The only reason I ask about this is because I'm kind of guilty of the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like head, you know, shoulders, fine. Torso.
There's no surprises in my head. It's been yelling at me for the last 51 years. I mean, what's it really going
to
do?
I'm happy to hang out in both elbows.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're great. But once I start getting into the hips, anything. Yeah, you know, hips down. I'm like, no thanks.
You know
we're
what?
Done here.
Maybe this is. Oh, look at the time.
Back of the thumbs. Back of the thumbs. Yeah,
oh, look at the time.
Yeah.
No, no time to do anything with my knees. So.
Yeah.
I think we'll get those tomorrow.
But even knowing, like, from a pause like that, what you're avoiding, that's telling.
You still know. I mean, you can't avoid what you know.
Yeah. Your avoidance.
It sort of is what it is. Yeah.
So.
Like, yeah, I know. It's the left knee.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
Alas. So body scans. There's about a million of them on Insight Timer. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to check one out. Sometimes we lead them. You know, I think we have one on the YouTube,
liberal
don't we?
Liberal use of we, but yes.
Yeah.
I think we do.
We do.
We've done some monthly meditations on the YouTube, and I think the second of those might be a body scan. Is that right?
I oftentimes will lead them in a group. I was like, let's do a body scan. But they are not one of my most favorite to be on the receiving end of. For it's curious.
Yeah.
It's like maybe I'm still just trying to get my own flow into it.
Yeah. They are curious. I get antsy with them. Like, and I think that might be the other reason I bail.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I think the most interesting places to camp out on, you know, are sort of above the waist, right? Like, the other thing I'll sometimes do after checking in with the body is I'll spend time with head and heart, but as a way of checking in specifically with feelings and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get to my torso, you know, I'll think about like the spot on the body where the heart lives, and then I'll think about like what am I feeling when I'm within that space of the heart, and Once I move away from the brain, I try to encourage myself to move away from what thinking mind is doing, because that's not where we're focused.
Nope.
Right? So, yeah.
Yeah. Body scan.
Give it a pause. Give it a try.
Yeah. Go to YouTube and you can just kind of Google it and a bunch of them will show up. you know, so they're not hard to find. But, you know, we always encourage folks, try it out, see what you think. If you like it, great. If you hate it, well, that's great too. It's a good way to pause, though.
Yep. One of many.
Yeah, and sometimes we find when we give our body opportunity to communicate with us, occasionally it will.
It's true.
And sometimes it tells us stuff we already know, as in the case of my knees. Sometimes it tells us new stuff.
It's true.
So yep. Some clarity can come from it too. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Paul.
Awesome. Body scan. Talk to everybody soon.
Bye.
Bye.